Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
What's upset you now?
So what really pisses me off at the moment is the electricity prices and car increased prices. Like, cars are now worth a lot of money. Yeah. And if you've got an electric car, that's the hardest car to get at the moment.
Have you got an electric car?
Yeah.
Right, so you, what your problem is, the electricity bills are going up. So does that include the car when you charge a car?
Well, let's say you buy a car, which is 30 grand, but if you buy an electric version of that car, it's like 60 grand.
Jesus.
Right? So you're saving because of the petrol prices. They say, oh, it's much cheaper to charge your car than fill it up with electricity.
The equivalent for me is, because I don't have a car, the equivalent for me is I bought an espresso machine, right? Yeah. Which is obviously more expensive than buying a coffee, but it means that I'll save money in the long run. That's what you're talking about. Right,
but okay. Then they would have sold the pods for like £5 each. And kind of it defeats the whole object of the bastard, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, right, exactly. So the petrol is that, so the electricity is now the same price as the petrol.
It's not much different. But the problem is, so let's say you do save a bit of money with electricity compared to petrol, you're basically buying a car for double the price.
What was your initial reason for buying the car? To save on the electricity?
I was going to save a lot of money here. A lot of money.
That's what you're trying to do?
A lot of money.
Don't give a shit about the planet.
Environment.
Oh, and the planet. Yeah, and the planet as well.
That's bollocks.
But this is a pie chart. How much of it was planet-based and how much of it was saving money-based?
I'd say 99% was planet-based. 1% was saving money.
Bullshit.
I'm really concerned about the planet because I watch a lot of Leonardo DiCaprio films and he's into the planet. He takes jets everywhere, private planes, and goes around spreading that kind of cause. So I'm kind of, and he's the same age as me. So, you know,
same age as me. I think we're exactly the same age. Are you born August 1974?
You were born in we've got the same birthday, haven't we?
I don't think it's the same day. I'm the 9th. What day is yours?
21st.
21st. That's mad.
By the way, it's not that mad, but carry on.
Well, Sean's about 25 years younger than us.
He's actually starting to look that now. When Sean and I first met, Sean looked the same age as me, and I am 12 years older than him. He's gone full Benjamin Button, though.
When you're with Sean, it's not like you're with a child. It's like you're with someone of the same age. But he's technically a child to us.
What are you talking about? I'm 36, guys.
I think we're probably going back to when you first started comedy and you were like 20.
Yes.
And you were, hey, guys, I'm Sean Walsh. I'm really interested in doing stand-up.
I don't remember that period.
Yeah.
That was in the Brighton days. I remember,
hey, Paul, I've been watching you. What kind of comedy do you do?
I said, oh, just.
Oh, my God.
I said, oh, just.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I can't feel my arms.
Hey, Paul, I'm really excited. I'm doing a couple of gigs here and there. Well, would you give me any Any advice?
I would love to have been there. Actually, talking about cars, I can remember doing a gig once with you, Paul, in Bedford, and we had agreed to travel up together. So I drove over to, was it Wembley you used to live, near Wembley?
Edgware at the time.
And so we sort of drove and then followed, and then you phoned me, told me I was driving too slowly. You said, no, you're driving too slow. This is impossible for us to sort of stay behind. It was the first time I met you. You phoned me and criticised my driving.
Oh, and I think you pulled over at the bus stop and I said, what the fuck are you doing, man? I'm like it was like a funeral procession. Going to a gig. I was like, why is this guy driving? Has he just died in the car? You know when someone dies and they're kind of resting on the gas pedal and their head is steering the wheel? I was thinking, that's why I phoned you. I said, Paul, is Paul McCaffrey still alive? Why is he driving so slow? I was worried. It was like I thought you were doing a drive-by.
He is a very safe driver.
There were 95-year-old women driving past him going,
get out of the way, you bastard. You're driving too slowly. I'm being very careful.
Oh, my God. That is fucking annoying. If you've spent all that money on a car and now all of a sudden the electricity is almost the same price as a petrol, what are you going to do? Has that meant that the resale value of the car is less?
Actually, the price of the car is now, this is the first time, I think, in the history of normal car consumption that the price of a car in some cars are now worth more secondhand than it is brand new, because to get my car, it takes about 8 months. Yeah, so the waiting list is there. And because there's a shortage of chips and all that kind of stuff around now.
Chips?
Yeah.
Sorry, why are we talking? What? I know you don't mean the potato, but
because
what?
Electric cars have got a lot of bait. There's no engine. It's all technology. So,
it's like a phone.
It's a big iPad.
Right. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. This is why Apple are making them.
Well, yeah, Apple
are making cars?
Yeah. There's rumors that but they haven't come out with it yet. So they want to go up against the other company, the biggest company in the world that make electric cars, which I'm not going to name.
Why? What are you talking about? You're not going to name?
We can't name them for legal reasons.
Chowdhury, what the fuck are you talking about? We're not in court. What are you talking about?
I've had lots of issues with this company, and I'm not going to name them for legal reasons.
I didn't know that. Yeah, God. So you can't get the parts, so the cars are going up in value.
Yeah, well, are you still got that little piece of shit car you were driving back then?
You can't come on here and car shame me on my own podcast. I was driving a BMW, wasn't I?
I remember you had that Only Fools and Horses car, the three-wheeler.
There is nothing I would love more than to have given you a lift to Bedford doing 60 miles an hour on the motorway in an Only Fools and Horses car. That would have been the greatest day of my life.
Unbelievable. You are trying to rewrite history on here, Paul. I know what you're doing, because I remember the first time I met you, your head came out from behind the curtain and I was like, oh, hello, Paul. And you went, have you seen any pum-pum? That is what happened.
I don't remember that. I think you're talking about Nish Kumar.
You're right. It was Nish
Oh, man.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale. Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We hang out sometimes, and you're very chilled. You're very relaxed. Yeah. You don't seem like a guy that gets worked up. You don't seem like you get worked up. Are you ever getting worked up in your head?
Oh, yeah, all the time, man. All the
like
time.
What? What would work you up on a day? I can't imagine you ever being worked up.
I don't know. I just tend to, I've got quite a laid-back persona on and off stage.
Yeah.
But having that laid-back persona on stage can, it's interesting, isn't it? I've never really looked at myself from the outside in.
What?
You know, like, the way you see yourself is very different to the way other people see you.
Yes, yes.
So the way you see yourself, Sean, is like a superstar.
You are a fucking arsehole. I just want you to know that.
Like a very confident sex symbol.
Sex symbol!
And what do you see, Paul?
I see Michael Hutchinson. in Sean Walsh or in myself.
It's Michael Hutchins for a start. I think Michael Hutchinson lives down my road.
Yeah, that one.
That's what you're on about.
Yeah, him.
So how do you think people, I don't know which way to do this, but Paul McCaffrey, how should we do this? Should we find out what Chowdhury sees himself as or what he thinks other people see him as? Which one should we do first?
Let's get what he sees.
Oh, you want to go with what he sees. Chowdhury, what do you see when you look in the mirror?
When I look in my mirror.
Yeah, it can be any mirror.
This is a tough one now. Now we've really opened this up to what do I see?
Okay, forget what you see. What do you think other people see when they see you looking in the mirror?
They see the reflection of... So your mirror is a reflection of yourself.
Yes.
If you want to see what other people see, get two mirrors and put them up against each other.
No. Come on now, behave. Who do people think Paul Chowdhury is?
I don't know, really. I've never really asked them.
Who are you?
This has become a very difficult podcast all of a sudden.
I've got to be honest, I'm as surprised as you are.
Okay, I'll tell you what you don't like. You don't like carbohydrates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't like... Well, I do like them, but I try to avoid bad carbohydrates. Good carbohydrates are very good for you because they're brain food.
What are you talking about?
There's good carbs and bad carbs.
What are the...
Potato, is that a good carb?
Well, that's starchy, so starchy carbs aren't as good for you because starch turns into sugar, which then turns into fat in your body.
So potatoes, I love potatoes are my favourite food.
Your favourite food?
My favourite vegetable then.
Potato is your favourite vegetable?
What the fuck is your favourite vegetable then?
I don't know.
Getting on like that.
Probably potato, actually, on reflection. Now you've put me on the spot. Yeah, I'll probably go with potato, actually.
There are a lot of different types of potatoes. I would say out of all of the vegetables, off the top of my head, the potato is the one that has the most different types of. So what is your least favourite potato?
Boiled.
Jacket.
No fuck way. Off, jacket.
Jackets
what's
are
he
amazing.
On about?
Jacket, yeah, probably jacket, yeah.
Why is it? That's mental. Why that is the jacket potato your least favourite potato? That because is insane.
You really have to go for... Or maybe boiled, yeah. Jacket and then... I said boiled then jacket. But
a bad boiled potato is depressing.
Well, it's just jacket, isn't it? It's a closed jacket.
Oh, nice. If you get it, olive oil, bit of salt, get a really nice crunchy,
butter.
Crispy... Oh.
Well, that's the problem with it. You've got to really
cake it. Fluffy inside.
They're very bad for you, potatoes, you know.
What do you mean they're very bad for you?
The jacket on a jacket potato is supposed to be really high in vitamin C.
That's the best bit.
Well, you could actually scoop out the middle and just have the skins. In fact, I think they do actually serve those in a lot of places.
I once had a theory, Chowdhury, that that I've believed that with, and this is with no evidence, that a potato was a different type of vegetable that hadn't evolved yet. I think my belief was that the potato hasn't finished evolving. What do you think about that?
What, like it's going to turn into something else in a couple of years' time?
Not a couple of years, but in, yeah, centuries.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a shame we're not going to be around to see that, isn't it?
Well, Sean's much younger than us. He will see.
Yeah, he might do. Sean might live to see the evolution of the potato.
Sean was around in a great potato famine.
What is your least favourite fast food chain?
That's a good question. I'd have to go Chicken Cottage, personally.
Well, I don't know if I can name it for legal reasons.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Because I don't really want to get sued here.
What are you talking? What do you think this is?
You can get sued for these types of things if defamation.
No, you can't. You're allowed to say
defamation of character for saying what your least favourite. I'd love to be in court on that day in the public gallery. A murder, a drink driving case, and then someone up for a defamation of character on a fast food chain for saying it was their least favourite. No,
Ronald McDonald stood in court going, he can't say that.
No, because I've been watching the Jeffrey Dahmer thing recently, and he says some stuff in court that got him in trouble. I don't want to say something that could later.
What did he say that got him in trouble?
I think he said his
favourite. He didn't like KFC.
Yeah, something like that.
I think he'd done a lot worse things than slagging off some fast food restaurants, Paul.
That could, you know, let's say something happens in I say McDonald's, and then they found out something happened in a McDonald's. And I don't tell people where I've been anymore.
Do you think you're a bit paranoid, Chowdhury?
I'm like...
You're like the Tinder swindler.
Yeah, I'm on the witness, you know, like I can't... Like, I don't reveal my locations anymore.
Well, who's asking? We're not asking you to reveal your locations.
I'm asking you to say
whether you like Burger King or not.
We're asking you to reveal what your location was when you thought, this is my least favourite fast food chain.
This could come back and... There could be a drive-by on me. That Paul McCaffrey could be driving past at 3 miles an hour.
No income tax, no VAT. Uncle Albert in the passenger seat.
In his three-wheeler, and just pulls out a gun and then starts shooting at Ronald's window. Probably Nando's.
Oh, really? I'm surprised.
I didn't expect that.
No.
No, actually, Nando's is all right.
I can't imagine that's many people's least favourite fast food chain.
I wouldn't say it was a fast food chain.
Well, there is that. It operates in a grey area, doesn't it, Nando's?
Yeah.
At the moment, maybe Wimpy's.
Oh, I love a Wimpy's.
What do you mean you love a Wimpy's?
Great.
When was the last time you had a Wimpy?
Probably about 5 years ago. There's one at the service station near me.
And it was great, was it?
It was great. It's always
there
great.
There was no fucking
massively
way.
Massively underrated. Yeah, it is.
Have you had a... When did you have last ever Wimpy's, Paul? Chowdhury?
1982.
They do a dessert called a brown derby, which sounds like anal sex.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to comment for legal reasons.
The amazing... Paul Chowdhury there, one of our favourites. He will be bringing his extended family-friendly comedian tour across the UK from the 19th of October. For tickets and more info, visit his website, paulchowdhury.com. His social handles can also be found on our little bio there below.
If you're enjoying these, we do a Patreon. We do exclusive Patreon episodes every Monday. It means you get early access to these guest episodes. You get an hour. There's a full back catalogue now of like over 40 hours. We do loads of different stuff in there. It starts at £3 a month. You know, nothing. It's less than the cost of a coffee a month. It's a great way to support the podcast. And if you are enjoying these and want more of it, every Monday morning you would get an exclusive hour-long feature-length episode.
Oh!
Directed to wherever you listen to your podcast. It's, yeah. What are you doing? Sign up.
Smoking!